Okay, let's do the next sugya. The truth is, I should have really skipped the next sugya because I had a really hard, it's a very hard gemara, and I had a hard time trying to understand it. And I don't really have any major chidushim to say, though I have two big questions on the sugya. If we learn the sugya together, that itself would be kedai. To learn up a sugya, it's complicated and it's, you know, it's tedious. But I didn't want to skip it because it's a famous gemara in Elul Naris, Tocha Levei Sablia. So I figured I had to do it. So we'll do it and hopefully we'll get some clarity. So the gemara wants to say basically that the machlik is a baiva rava. If chayve misis, we say kamle b'drav mine as well, not just chayve krisis. Chayve misis b'dei shemayim. So Gemara says that according to Abaya, even a misa b'dei shemayim is enough to make it kamle b'drav mine and to pati you from the mominess. So Gemara says, take the sheet. Ula Abaya potter, you want to tell me according to Abaya, your potter, if a zor she'ochal truma, you want to miss Rabbi Skowitz. A zor she'ochal truma, according to Abaye, tell me your potter. Why? Because it's misa b'dei shemayim. Because it's kimle b'drav mine, which means if a stranger eats truma, zor she'ochal truma, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim, and he's potter from the tashlumin to pay back the keren v'chaymish v'asham. Or at least the keren v'chaymish, the keren, at least keren v'chaymish, you have to pay back, so you're potter. Will I buy a potter? How can we potter? I'm afraid the mother of Nuchuni ben Akrona, the grain of Shabbos, the Chavir of Ochle, Shuchayev, Shikwan is Chaybek, Neighbor Kenish Bali, the Isa Chalev, Alma, the Minna, the Akbe Kanyam, is Chayb Nashla of the Ochle, Hokanam Beden, the Akbe Kanyam, is Chayb Nashla of the Havad Ochle, which is a famous Gemara that says that in order for something to be Chay, to be potter, Kamle Bravine, it has to be Beidne, it has to be the same time when you get the Chi of Misa, that's when the Chi of Tashlumin kicks in. So just like when going to chelbos shel chavero, when you eat somebody else's chelev, so even though chelev you chayev kores, but the gneva is applicable, happens beforehand, and there is no kam lebedrav minei, so too over here. Why zor shachal truma yichayev you potter? Why does Abaye say zor shachal truma you potter because of kam lebedrav minei? It's not beidnei, it's not at the same time. So the Gemara says, "Ochem ma'iskin over here we're talking about k'gin shetochav lechavero l'tzech piv." His friend throws it into his mouth. His friend throws it into his mouth, and therefore, says Rashi, it's tochav lechaver l'sech piv, v'loy agbo v'loy kanyo v'loy mechayv v'tashlumin. I did not make a maisik zela. My friend threw it in my mouth. Therefore, I did not make agbo. I didn't make a kinyan. I'm not chayv v'tashlumin. My payment is not because I stole it. All I did was I swallowed it. The mei hanoya is meyov. The hano that I have from swallowing it, I have to pay. In other words, somebody throws it into my mouth, sticks it into my mouth, so I'm not chayev as a ganef, says Rashi. Why? Because I didn't make agbo, I didn't make a kinyan. So I'm not chayev to pay tashlumin as a ganef. But I'm chayev another tashlumin. What tashlumin am I chayev? Hano, which means I benefited from your object. If I benefited from your object, right, it's a payment. How much am I chayev? Dmei hano, whatever it's worthwhile, instead of eating something else. It's less than the full amount, it's not a geneva, it's a dmei hano. So dmei hano, I'm chayev to pay payment. When is that? When I swallow it. When is the chi of misa? When I swallow it. Hence, we got kamle b'drabim minei. By the way, Bochbeh Asub Chaim Briska, he says, Kamle Vilamine applies by Tashlumin, by Gneva, by Mazik, by something which I did wrong. Could you say Kamle Vilamine even by Dmei Hano? It's like Mimoni Gebach, you owe me money. There's no Kimle Vilamine over there. Asub Chaim, I gave a whole terrace that the Hano is, instead of stealing it. I'm not going into that, but at least it's a question. Meaning, we're not dealing over here with a Maisa Gneva, we're just dealing with a Maisa Hano that I'm benefiting from your object. That's the payment I owe you. But when does that kick in? At the time of swallowing it. At the time of swallowing it, that's when the Issa Misa comes in. Hence we have Kamle B'Ramine. So the Gemara says, no. Soif Soif, Kivin de Lasio, since he chewed it, Kanya. He's ready coined it earlier. Mischayev Benafshoi, Lehava Adabolo. So it's still not kamlei b'drav minei. Why? Because once he chews it, before it, now the rest of somebody puts it into his mouth. Chews somebody puts it into his mouth, but at the end of the day, he chews it. And once he chooses it, that's when he's stealing it, and the chiv misa doesn't happen until he swallows it. So therefore, it is no kamlei b'drav minei. So Gemara says, no. Going to tochav loy l'soich beis ablio. Somebody puts it in at the place, in the throat, right when he's about to swallow it. So therefore, there is no maisa gneiv over here. All you have is the maisa tashlumin of the achila, of the hana, the mehana. That is the maisa tashlumin. The maisa iser is swallowing it. And you got, kam levid rabinei. That's what Abaye's case is talking about. Zor she'ochel truma yipotah from tashlumin. In a case, tochav l'soich beis ablia. Somebody put it into his throat, and therefore he cannot swallow it without it, and therefore that's the case of kamlei b'damidei. Says the Gemara, Echidomi, what are we talking about? Somebody puts it in his throat, what are we talking about? Idem motzei lahadura, if he puts it in his throat, and he can still spit it back out, nehadar. Let him spit it back out. And therefore what? Says Rashi. Iboyle ladur, very important Rashi. V'chilo yahadro. And since if he doesn't spit it back out, mahi shaito iu maziglo. From that point, he's causing it destroy. He's destroying it. Says Rashi. The rishon lav midi avad. The first guy who puts it in his throat, up to a point where the second guy can still give it back, lav midi avad. He didn't do anything. This first guy is not chayiv anything. The one who's chayiv is the second guy. And therefore, if he puts it in his throat and he can still spin it back, at that point, he's already chayiv, and therefore there's no kam levi d'abinei. Before we go further, let's analyze Rashi.
Why isn't the first guy a ganav?
First of all, why is the first guy not a ganav? Second of all, if Rashi says that the second guy is chayiv because he's mazik, because he's destroying it, so the halacha is, even if the first guy is a ganav, gozav v'leinis yaishu abaylim, bo'achem v'ochloi, the Gemara Nagoyz l'Michael, rotzem mizeh goyver, rotzem mizeh goyver. Says the Ksais, doesn't mean you can be stealing from a ganav. Once it's stolen, already. It means the second guy did something more than the first guy. The first guy took away, famous Ksais, the first guy took away the birshusai, and the second guy ate it and took away the shaloi. That's the second ganav that you're doing. So if you tell me Rashi is talking about that you are mazik, you chayev as a mazik, then even if the first guy is a ganef, still you are chayev because the second guy is mazik. So why is Rashi saying?
Whose property was it when the second guy was mazik?
What's the difference? You took away the shaloi. You took away the shaloi. You destroyed his property. You took his object. What do you mean? It wasn't his property. It was the Bishusai was the Ganav. I know, but the Bishusai was the Ganav, but the Shalai, meaning it still belonged, meaning it's still the Be'en, he still could have gotten it from him. So he still could have gotten it, and he took away the fact that now he can't get it back from him. So that's, by the way, the choice number one. El afila of chiz de kaim lo kava say, dim bo ache bo ochel rotsu mizeg roi, rotsu mizeg roi, haimu dafkim ochloi, umishum mazik, da'akati de nigzalhu. What do you mean, akati the nigzalu? Mean, insofar that he can still return it, because if he catches him, he says, take it, but give me back my property, so he says, reshel lefnecho, insofar it still is, then you're taking away it.
Because if you can't get back the property, you get back the mammon. So, what's the loss?
No, you're right, but then he can still, but it's still a mammoni gabach, it's still here, this is my thing, I can take it back. And now you took away that part from me. I understand, take away the money.
What's the loss?
No, so that's what he's saying. You have the be'en, you take away the be'en, that's called a gazlan. That's what the Gemara says. Rotsim is egoiv, rotsim is egoiv. Abba machavas gazlan mechayiv, going to a bunch of gazlan, and never met in shenichayiv, it's tumin, lashen gazlan, vadim kivin imshus to mori, which means, if the second guy steals it, and then it gets lost, then you can't steal an object twice. But clearly, what I'm saying is, that what Rashi means over here, right, first of all, and how Seth had a question, what do you mean the first guy did nothing? Why lav midi ovat? So there's a famous Dvar Shmuel, the Imre Moshe brings down a Dvar Shmuel, the number two on the sheet, that if the first guy just puts it in a difficult position, but he never had kavana to steal it, then the first guy is not called a ganav. So what did the first guy do? He took it, shloim las legay, not to steal it, and he put it deep in somebody's throat. But still, since it's iboy la adura, he can still return it. The first guy didn't really do anything. Who is the ganav over here? Who is the ganav at the end of the day? The ganav is the second guy. Why? Because since at the time of that time when he can still spit it out, matzel adura, says Rashi, v'chilo adura mei shaita, ihu mazik lo, doesn't mean he's mazik it, he's mazik it insofar that he's stealing it. So therefore, who is stealing it? Rashi doesn't mean mazik. The Shmuel, Rizovsky and others all say the Rashi doesn't mean he's mazik it, but he's stealing it. Why is he stealing it? Because up until the guy puts it in the throat, but up until that point, he can still spit it out. And therefore, if he doesn't spit it out at that point, he's taking it away from him. So he's taking away from him at that point when it's still matzi lahadura. He's called a ganef. He's called a ganef at that point. When does the chi of misa kick in? Only when he swallows it. That's when chi of misa kicks in. Clearly, you only chai of misa on truma when you swallow it. Hence, there's no kam lebed rabmane. That's poshut pshat in Rashi.
He has das, right? He has das.
That's what?
Yeah, he has das. He's cognizant of what's going on here, right? Correct? And the thing's not being changed through me or anything like that either, right?
That's the taste that it gets us disgusted. Correct, right. Correct, correct. So in other words, the fact that he can still throw it back out, Iboyla Ladura, says Rashi, and he doesn't, Mahi Shai Te Iu Maziklo, the Rish Lamidovat, okay, you don't like that Rish Lamidovat part, I don't know, maybe Rashi's more complicated than what it says, but simple pshat is that the fact that he doesn't return it at that point he's called a Ganav, and therefore it's not commonly laminate, it's not at the same time. That's the Gemara's question. Says Taisvis, says Taisus, tell me if you see something in Taisus. I didn't at first. Says Taisus, number one on the sheet, on the Taisus, look in Taisus' side. Ida Motzil Adur, if you can return it, Nahadre, return it. Vechilay Mahadil, and if you don't return it, Chayev. You Chayev, why? The Misa Loi Potrele, because Misa doesn't pater you, the Loi Asya Adabola Legamre. Because Misa doesn't pater you, until you swallow it completely, Taisa says. What's Taisa saying? Is Taisa saying the same as Rashi? The Shita Mekubetza says, Machlekes Rashi Taisa. Huh? Why? Rashi says, the fact that you could return it, and you don't return it, at that point, you're called a ganav. Taisa doesn't hold of that part, being a ganav. Taisa says, the guy puts it in your throat. So why is that? If you cannot return it anymore, if you can return it still, says Taisus, so therefore, the chi of Misa, or the chi of Gneva starts at the point when you cannot return it anymore. That's before it's swallowed completely. Not Taisus, that's what Taisus says. The chi lo yahad mahadah, if you don't return it, you decide not to return it, you continue eating, chayiv, the Misa loy patrle, the loy asya, the bola legamle. Misa doesn't pass to you until it's completely swallowed. Mashen can hear you, Chayev, before it's completely swallowed. But not like Rashi, as soon as I can return it, I don't return it, I'm ready to call the Ganav. You see, Machleg Rashi says, the sheet that makes the Machleg Rashi says, not my, the Rishon says it. Look at number 3 on the sheet. 3. Says the sheet of Kubetzes, V'hukshe lehem l'teis v'zal, Teis had a kasha, alzeh dakati kasha. The wise Rashi is saying that at the point that when you chayev, it's not come levit rabmine, why? Because you chayev to pay when you could have returned it. The havadai kol emas de motze ladura akati lemes chayev. Rashi is saying that if you can still return it, you're not chayev. What do you mean? Rashi says you're ganav at that point, right? By the way, you're not a mazik at that point because you didn't destroy anything yet. Rashi says at the point of still able to return it, you're already chayev as a ganav. Says the Tosfos, no. The vade kol emes the motzei ladura. If you can still return it, I can't learn this chayev. The motzei ladura, because you can still return it. The learn this chayev. You're not chayev to pay that you stole. At shechnisa b'makim demay motzei ladura. Until you put it further, and then you cannot return anymore. Vahi shaita. At that point, it's chayev misa. Nimsu shneim boim kechot. Says Teretz is v'tirets b'Tosfos the ivra. Correct. Fourth line from the end. The loan is chayv to shlum at shech nesene beduch leimatz l'riyadurei. Correct. You're not chayv to pay until it goes further that you cannot return it anymore. Not like Rashi, that you're chayv to pay as soon as, when you can still return it. No. Taisa says you're not chayv to pay until it goes further that you cannot return it anymore. Mikomakom le potre le misa. Still there's no kom le blamine. Why? Nichiv misa la ashi adabola le gamrei. Da anoz meiv chayv achmon atkan ashoinoi. That's what the Shita says. Seth, do you see machlekes hashtesis? The Shita makes it into machlekes hashtesis. Joe, you see it?
Even if it is, it's very subtle.
It's very subtle, right? Very subtle, but that's really the machlekes hashtesis. Now, I want to know, simple, pashup chat. What's the machlekes hashtesis about? Why is machlekes Rashi arguing? I mean, Rashi makes sense. Rashi is a very simple pshat. Rashi says, wait a second, you can still spit it out. You decide not to spit it out. You're ganef. At that point, you're ganef. Taisa says, no. At that point, you cannot be a ganef, Taisa says. Why? Because if you can still return it, then you're not a ganef yet. When are you a ganef? Only after you cannot return anymore. Well, at that point, you're chayv misa. Taisa says, no, chayv misa doesn't happen until bala legamrei, till you swallow completely. So what's the machlokes Rashi Taisa? What are they arguing about? I'll tell you soon. Slow down. I'm not plopping. We are going to say something. I don't have a good yisrael to answer everything, but at least the kasha I have. So I'll tell you what I understand machlokes Rashi Taisa about. It's based on the Rebbe Chanan on the next Taisa. But I don't want to do the Rebbe Chanan on the next Taisa yet because it's too complicated. Going to go confused. So I'll tell you simple pshat. There's a famous ktsois on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. I actually told my son, I know that. The last year in Bava Metzia, yeah, we actually knew that ktsois, a famous ktsois. Everybody knows, very important ktsois to know. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins are number 4 in the sheet. Mishoa shemoshach ha-gneva, naaseh leo ganav. When you take the gneva, you make the meshichi, you make a kinyan on the gneva, you're called a ganav. Bamedva amamurim, shemoshach chus mishus ha-bailim. When you steal something out of the Bailim's Rishus, Avakosman Shibishus Bailim, Ene Chayvat Shigbeno. You have to make a kinyan. So if you go into a Bailim's Rishus, until you pick it up, it's not a kinyan. But if you put it into your property, Afilu Legagre Chatzese Vekhatzere Vekafifoi, Eme Mishnemeres Chayev, Apishu Meloi Moshach, Meloi Gbiyoi. In other words, you brought it into your Rishus, even though you didn't actually make a Meshicho Agbo, you're a Chayev as a Ganef. Says the Ktois, what's Hichnisa L'Rishusai? Do you have to do something? How about if it comes by itself into your Rishus? What?
Kinyachotzer
would work, right? Yes. Says the Ktois, based on the Rashi above Metzia, Perakamad Metzia, Tafyud Amad Beis, Tanya. Ein Eliyadoi, Gagar Chatzel Bekafifa Minayim, right? So you see, Himotzi Tumotzi Biyadoi, that it goes into your Rishus. Chotzer Mishtemeres, Yuchayiv Gineva. Tamud Leima, Himimotzi Simotzi. Upirish Rashi, Gagoy v'chatzeiroi, going shenichneso l'shusoi, v'no'al b'funeh. Remember that Rashi? Seth remembers the Rashi. It's one remembers the Ktsois also, right? V'no'al b'funeh, which means you have to close the gate after it comes into your shus. Umashmo, dem nichneso me'atme l'shusoi, v'niskaven l'knois l'gzeilo, lo'y mechayev v'machshov greida, v'afil l'chotzim eshtemeres. Which means, if something comes into your closed field, and you have kavana, I want to steal it, says Rashi, you're not called a ganef. Why? Mishum de machshav ein nase gazlan at sheyase meisa k'maynol b'fenel. You have to do a meisa to show that you want the gzela to happen. But just coming to your shoes, even though for metzia, if something falls into your shoes, and you say tikneli chateri, you're kind it, for magneva, you have to do an action that shows a gneva. Which means, Shukhanov says you have to bring it to your shus. Why? Because you need a maisa in order to make something into a zayna. That is the way the Ksais learns. Others in Rashi. Others disagree. Look at number 5. Hadvar Avram v'shit siurim Shmuel mechicha maraz b'shesvira lei shaganov kain v'chatzera af bishloy osa ma'isik zela and the writer bring from the Machan Ephraim ain't talking ma'isik zela mevrayim mekoyf b'pikodin shenase gazlin koyf b'pikodin you're called a gazlin. It might be different koyf b'pikodin. My son told me that gazlin ganov is different. Why is that?
Because ganov.
My son told me it's only by ganov, not by ganov. By gazlin, not by ganov.
Because what's the difference between ganev and zela? Ganev is the focus on the
ma'isa. And here the result.
And Gazlan is the focus on the Hefzid Mom.
So by Gnehu we require Maisa.
Got it. By Gzeli don't need this.
Right.
Could be. Yeah, my son mentioned something. I didn't ask him further. Anyway, so but at least we see it's a machlekes. So I want to say dvarim pshutim, very simple. Maybe that's perhaps the machlekes between Tais Rashi's pshat over here and Tais pshat over here. At the end, what happens? The guy puts it into your throat. Rashi says, from the fact that I don't return it, that's a ma'aseh gnevah. I'm chayav already. From that point, I'm a ganav. Wait, slow down. Comes along Taisus and says, no, I hold like the Ksois. The Ksois holds that you can't be chayav a ganav just by, unless you do a ma'aseh. So not returning it is not called a ma'aseh, perhaps. And therefore, Taisus holds that you're not chayav as a ganav at that point. Until you actually bring it past the point that you cannot return it anymore. Then you got rid of something. You swallowed it. You started swallowing it already. You destroyed it. But just not returning it is not called a meister. And therefore, Taisa says, you're not a ganef at that point. However, Rashi says, you are a ganef. Why? Because you don't need a meister for a gzela. That's perhaps the machlok is Rashi says. The problem with that is, slow down, the problem with that is that it won't be Rashi l'shitasa. Because Rashi in Bava Metzia says that you need to be a meister for gzela. And here Rashi says, you don't need a meister for gzela. What's the teretz? Why is it not daima? What's the reason why it's not the same? Right? You understand what I'm trying to say? Poshet, the difference between the Rashi and Tosfos, and I saw others from bring down also.
You're just paying for the Hanah, you're not paying
as a... No. In this case, Mazik, Rashi talks about, Igi, by Motzel Adure, you already called the Ganav.
Why are we saying Rashi is Mazik, he doesn't mean Mazik?
Because Mazik, you're not Mazik yet. Motzel Adure, you're not Mazik yet. If you can turn it, you're not Mazik. So what do you do? At most, I'm a Ganav. No, the question is that I can tell you that even if you hold like Rashi, that you need a Maisa Gzela, right? You need an action for Gzela, but he agrees that not returning something is a Maisa Gzela. That, I think, is correct also. Why is that?
Like, I think this sounds a lot like the Suyu Tavra Mashasi, right? So you steal wine, then it breaks,
correct,
or you drink it, right? So the second person is chai.
Correct.
I think that's what Sosa Nasim is why a chai. Neither because it's a further Maisik Zela.
Or the Mazik, correct.
So this Rashi sounds a lot like that.
It's a Mazik. Correct, but even that Mazik is a form of Gzela.
No, but I mean, there are naftamines.
Yeah, but over here you didn't destroy anything yet. Loi Matzeladure. Rashi says, the fact I'm not returning it, I'm ready to call the Ganav.
But that, it doesn't say
it's hard
that
to say that.
In your
what?
When it goes in your Chatzar, he doesn't say that.
I know. So I got it. So I'm telling you the difference why both those cases are not the same. And I saw it in the safe, and I hear it's very correct. The swara is because this Rashi doesn't say you need a mice gzela because gzela needs an action. No, that's not pshat. Pshat is that when something is stolen by you, we have to see that you are the one who is doing the action of gzela. In other words, we have to be mityaches, the stolen object, that it should belong to you. Right? We have to see that, you're the one that's connecting to the stolen object. Being stolen means it's in your rishus, as opposed to the owner's rishus. How do we know it's you? That's the maisa that you need. Not that the gzela needs the action, like if the shake a lulav, you gotta do a maisa gzela. It's not a simple action in the maisa gzela. Rather, the fact that something is in Rishus is not good enough, says Rashi, unless we know that you want it in your Rishus. That's the Maisa to show us that you're doing the Gzela. If something flies into my Chatzah and I say, I'm happy with it, I didn't do any Maisa to show that the Gzela is expected to me. But if I'm holding something as an object and I'm not spitting it out, Ein lecha Maisa gavul mizu. That's the Maisa Gzela. No.
Let it in my chotzer.
What do you mean? I don't have to spit it out to chotzer. Flies in my chotzer. I keep quiet. So, machshava is nothing. You have to show that, I want this thing coming to my chotzer. I want it to be a stolen object. But something that I could spit out, I
haven't swallowed it yet.
Look in.
Show the opposite.
Why?
If I wanted it, I would have swallowed it. The fact that I didn't swallow it.
The fact that I didn't throw it out.
I don't want it.
You tell me if you understand this word. This question was asked by the, what's her name? It was asked on the Avnei Nezer. So look at number 8. Look in the sheet inside and tell me if you understand. That's what I think he says. Uva Avnei Nezer Tireitz. Right? You have 8. Ba Avnei Nezer Simresh Beisha Tireitz. The mashaloi hichzira choshev maisa. Those are his words. V'tzorach iyun kavanosai. What do you mean to say with that? Right? That's what he's saying. He's asking this question. In other words, they already, this Muslim might shot, this machlik is Rashi and Tosfos, if you're gone or not, is already brought down by the Avnei Nezer. So he asks the question, what do you mean? Rashi is a seer, because Rashi says you don't need a maisa, and he says you don't. So he says, you lay it be a choshev maisa. V'anira b'zeh, the bemeshe machzikoi beveis b'liyosoi, ka'ovid maisa begufoi, v'choshev maisa gzeila. Uvenusachachi yesh leima. Dinei, hodi b'ina maisa gzeila, ain't the maila ba kinyan gzeila, it's not shaking a lulav, elu hudin ba chefzid gzeila, the b'ina shachefetz ye gozul etzlo. The rak alade maisa, mikhi gozul etzlo. When is it considered stolen by me? If I do something to show that it's stolen by me. In Kain Shabbos Shlema, the chivin de machzikoi beveis b'liyosoi, mikri gozal etzloi. V'yesh lo hoisi bashkosi machidush haridvo, dolbi in maiz v'yelu mishum, de muche milse de betzoynehu. V'cheinu b'mir ein, machshavos nikeres im roitzi lekois alav. Atkan dvorov. Joe, you don't understand it.
I don't see the difference.
You don't see the difference. Seth, you see the difference?
Yeah.
You do see the difference. Could you please explain it to us? Because Joe doesn't understand it. Maybe I can, but anyway, that wasn't bothersome to me so much. The problem is, that is the next Taisvis, and there you can't say this whole Svar. What's the next Taisvis? That's the first one. So the first one, a nice shot, Machlokes Rashi Taisvis, okay, famous Shitas Rashi, how does it fit? Maybe it's not so schwer, you can compare the two, and it's, you know, you can have them fit together. Let's see the next Taisvis. So the next Gemara, so the Gemara says like this, gets more complicated. So the first Gemara says, can you talk a little bit with the Gemara? So the Gemara says, no. Either loy motzi lahadure, Elmai, we're talking about that you put it inside the throat. If you can still return it, Rashi says, there's no kimrei v'rabinei. As soon as you decide not to return it, that's a ma'aser gzeila. Taste it. As soon as you swallow it, before the gemar b'liya, that's ready a ma'aser, and therefore it's now kimrei v'rabinei. So you can't be talking about that case. So Gemara says, no. Iloy motzi lahadure, if you put it all the way in your throat, and you cannot lahadura, you cannot spit it out, right? And that's the case of kimle b'drabine. Why? You chayv misa because you swallowed it, and you chayv mamim because you're nene. Iloy matzadure, am I chayv? So why you chayv, says Rashi? Iloy matzadure, am I chayv misa? Onusu. Why you chayv misa? After all, you're nines. You're telling me it's kimle b'drabine, that means you chayv misa and you chayv mamim, and then in fact you chayv misa, you're part of a mamim. What do you mean? If you put it so deep into your throat that you cannot spit it out, then you didn't do anything. You're not chay misa, you're nainus, you're potter. So that can't be the case of kamei rabbinei either. Clear? Comes along to Tyson and says, wait a second. V'kosha levi, by number two, the luke kegoin shemitzoinai maniach lelitchayv. The hashta vadei chay misa. Maybe we're talking about a case where the guy says, go ahead, put it in my mouth. Right? So why do you say I'm not chayv misa because I'm an oines? But if I'm okay with it, I'm no more oines. He puts it in my mouth. When am I chayv misa? When? At the time of swallowing it. When am I chayv mamon? I didn't steal anything. I put it all the way deep and I can't even throw it out. But I'm chayv mamon because I'm nene. Mishtal shekom mishkom mehane. I'm nene from his object. I'm chayv mamon. Both happen at the same time. And chayv misa mamon. Come live amine. Why can't we say that case? Why does Rashi say he put all the way deep inside? And then your potter, maybe he does a bit tzaynoi. Once he acquiesces to the whole action, then you chayv misa, you chayv mamon, boom, you got your kim lebed ramine. That's how it's a kasha. Because of the ri, the luki kenshim with tzaynim and yechle litchayv, the hashta vade chayv misa, apagav the loy motzi ladure, umamen amenum chayv, kiv loy motzi ladure, elanot groyno, you may have. In other words, you're not chayv as a gzela, because you can't do anything about it. It means you definitely didn't make a kinyan. It was against your will. Or even it wasn't against your will. But you didn't do anything. It was only put in your throat. At that point, it's ready. Hanoz groinoi. Ha'ishayte kem lebe aminei. So Taisa says that if he puts it, Taisa teretzes, if he puts it so deep inside, so then you're not even chayev the mominus. Why? Because by the time you do anything, you're swallowing it, it was ready. Le'i matzi la'duhe. So it's not worth anything anymore. It's so most, it's so disgusting, so it's not worth anything, so you wouldn't be chayv mamon either. So the Gemara's question wasn't, why you chayv misa? The Gemara's question is, why you chayv mamon? If you put it so deep inside, it doesn't work. Fine, that's Taisa's teretz, we're not going to go into it, maybe next week. But Taisa's kasha at least is, simple question. The why does Rashi say that you potter misa because he does it against your will? What do you mean? Maybe does a bit tzaynoi, right? You does a bit tzaynoi, and then misa you're gonna be chayiv misa when it hits the throat, and you chayiv moment not all along because you didn't do anything. Yes, you didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan over there. You didn't touch you until it got into your throat. And at that point, you couldn't even swallow anymore. You couldn't even return anymore. And therefore, you chayiv mamon and misa at the same time. That's Seis's kasha. The ritzvah gives a different eretz. Ritzvah mefash kishitas rashi. The ritzvah says no. You cannot say we're talking about a case where you did it. No, the ritzvah tells you number three. Sorry. The ritzvah mefarish kishitas rashi. Upshiti leilashas the ayre kishatechav loy ba kochon. It must be talking about that he threw it against his will in his throat. Why? When he does it willingly, the guy says, go ahead, put it inside. Miyad v'lo kone miyad. In other words, you already called the ganef as soon as it entered your mouth. Right? Even though Taisa says, you didn't do anything. Doesn't make a difference. It entered your mouth. So he says, even if you put all the way in your throat with a stick and you never touch anything, they make no kinyan, but it entered your mouth with your will, then that's called already a maisa gneva. So therefore, you be chayav gneva earlier, misi na chayav till it hits your throat, and therefore, there's no kamei v'lamini. Says the B'chon of Asman, what's the machlekes re and the ritzvah? Says the B'chon of Asman, the same machlekes, the ktsais and the rajma. Here it's clear. Why? Because the ritzvah says that as soon as the thing comes into your mouth, even I have no action, no kinyan, I just say, hey, I'm willing to do this. That's like something flying into my chatzar, and I say, I'm okay with this, I want this to happen. I didn't make any kinyan. Says ritzvah, you chayiv mamon already, kim levi ravine. And there's no kim levi ravine because you chayiv gneva. The re says, no, if you get put into your mouth and you don't do anything, you're not chayiv as a ganef. When you chayiv mamon, it's only at the end, and therefore this kim levi ravine, and therefore you ask the question. That's the B'chon of Asman. Clearly, he says that works. That machlik is crazy and everything. Is machlik is meaning as well. Look at number 9. Taste of a mass of idolai matzi ladue. Dekeshetoichev loy mirtsoinoi. Because when he puts it willingly, miyad keshebo befiv, kaine leschayev boinsen. Right? That's a ritzvah. Mevur lehevye, we see clearly in the ritzvah, the ein tzorech lasa is maise lach nisa leshusoi kede leschayev boinsen. Don't have to have a meiser to be chayav oinsin. Why? Because the fact that I don't do anything, and it's just in my mouth, I just do it willingly, zeh shaloi kedivrei ktseis ha-choshen, shem memches. Omnom ledaas ri, degam kishtechu lehi mitzoynoi, enu is chayav oinsin mitam yev rak mitam nene. But according to the ri who asked the kasha, and he didn't give this answer, and he rather, he said, it's talking about a different case, where you don't pay money either, because it's already mos, but the fact that you put it into your mouth, there would be a case of kim deravenev, because there's no gneva until you swallow it. So that's clear. B'chon of Asman, he's the one who says this aside, the difference between Ksais in the re and the ritzvah. You understand? Yossi, you following? Why that's Machlokes is re and the ritzvah? Seth, you with me?
Yeah, but when we said the Aminazer before,
yeah.
The whole reason why you guys are just to demonstrate your das.
You won't have that over here.
Open.
No. He don't say that. No. So I'm saying like this. So I'm saying the answer, the Avnei Nezer, helps in the case where it's ready in my mouth, right? And I can spit it out, and I say, oh no, I'm not spitting it out. That demonstrates that this is a mighty kinyan that I'm doing through the Xavier. But if something gets thrown into my thing from the beginning, and all I have is my rutzen, and I can't decide to give it or not to give it. All I have is rutzen. That doesn't even help the Avnezer for that. That's clearly like the case. Something flying into my chutzur, and I say, oh yeah, I want it to happen. And that's not good according to the Rashi. Clearly this is the same case. So that's exactly my question. My answer before in Rashi, that's not in the Shita, so I can answer beforehand. Okay, I can say the Avnezer shot, whatever we understand shot. But in Tosfos, clearly we cannot say that. So Blyd Shver, the Ri's question on Rashi. That's what I'm saying. In other words, this difference, the nuanced difference of the Avnei Nezer is not going to help. It's only going to help in a case where something is in my mouth and I can spit it out and I don't. Oh, that shows that's a Maisik Zeyler. I don't need an actual Maisik Zeyler, like shaking a lulav, but that shows that's considered me stealing it because, you know, this is me doing it. Masha'in came, if something gets thrown into my, put in my mouth, all I have is my rotten, nothing more, and I can't decide whether to put, throw it out or not throw it out. So clearly there's no mice at all done by me. That would not fit with the Rashi. That's my first Sahara. Seth, you agree with me, right? I think I'm correct about that.
Sitting there with your mouth open,
that's not a mice. I know if you guys probably puts into your mouth. Meaning you say opening your mouth would be sin of null before now, maybe. Maybe. I hear that. But then the Bukhana says not like that, right? The Bukhana Vassman in Kavi Churim says, no, the reason why according to Reed, the fact that it's that you put it into your mouth and you're not clean as a ganef, even if Bisaina is because you need a mice. So clearly he does not learn like that for some reason. Maybe he gets forced into your mouth afterwards you say do it, I don't know. It's debatable, you're right. He brings up a good point. If I say, yeah, go ahead, I'll put it in my mouth. So that ain't like a mice girl in the zoo, I can hear that. So why does B'chon of Asana say not like that? I don't know, but at least that's the first point. Okay, so went a little into the nuanced differences in Rashi, Taisus, Tocha, Vesabliya, the first point. Let's go one more Nakuda, which I want to bring down. There is a Rashi. Back to the Rashi. Rashi says, Ilai Motzeladura Maichai. Rashi says, that if it gets thrown, if it gets put into your throat, the base of Leah, and you cannot throw it out, then you're chayev. Then why are you chayev? There's no case of kamle v'drab minei. Why? Because you potter over here from Misa. See, if you potter from Misa, there's no case of kamle v'drab minei. Comes along the sheet of Yeshana and says, wait a second. That's not exactly true. Isn't there a halacha, Tana de Bechizkia? We keep on referring to him, even though we never really did it inside yet. But there's a halacha that says that not just if you do the actual misa, chayve misa, pockets you from the tashlumin, but Tana de Bechizkia, even chayve misa shoygegin, pockets you from tashlumin. What does that mean? That means if I do the misa, right, and I do the shoygeg, so even if I did a monetary thing at the same time, and I don't get killed, but doing the mice alone, Chayve Misa Shoygin, already passes me from Tashlumin. As the Shita Mekubetzes, not of my Kasha, Shita Mekubetzes, the Kasha, says, that wait a second, why did the Gemara say that if you stick it into his throat, then Amai Chayev, you're going to be pot, and therefore you'll be Chayev on the money. You'll be Chayev on the money, Tashlumin, you have to pay. But Misa, you're potter. What do you mean? You'll be potter in the Tashlumin. Why? Because Chayve Misa Shoygigin or Chayve Misa Noinfin potters you from Tashlumin. So that's a classic case of Kamle B'Ravine. So why can we say it's so the case Kamle B'Ravine doesn't help? That's his kasha. That's his kasha. That's his kasha. We'll see what his terrace is. Okay, slow down. Says the five Shita Yishana. Vizel Oshin Shita Yishana. You have it? The second line. He has all spot from my son already told me. What do you mean? No kasha. Makvehli Shalmeno. One is chayv, one is potter. He already figured out why it doesn't fit with the potter of Makvehli Shalmeno. I'm not saying that. The Kivega says, look what he says, number 5a. Rashi, vilo mosadura my chayv miso inazu. Hainu, the gamla vay chayv tshlum kivu nemu chayv miso. Vashi, Rashi, oidi yesh leimau, the afim chayv kisis, or chayv miso shoydi in pturin, mikomakoim, Ba'ones lav din isa misa yeshboy. The oynes min atayra muto v'loy avaklum. What do you say? Right. What's the Kivegas is saying? The cheetah says because makadehem yishalmeno the psukim don't fit and therefore chayim misa shoygin not chayim misa oynsin. Kivegas seems to say that chayim misa shoygin yes kim lebedamine chayim misa oynsin no. What's the difference?
It's not even an
avera here. What's the svara? So the svara is, what's the posh svara? Why is chayv misa oinsin different chayv misa shoygin? Right, the kash is, what are you saying? That what do you mean you're not chayev, and if a mom and you're chayev, there's no kimli rabinei. There is kimli rabinei. Why? Because it's minus. Chayv misa oinsin, you should be potter, because tashlum, because kimli rabinei. Sim kinege, chayv misa oinsin is different. Why?
The shogeg has to bring out kaptas, and that says he did something wrong.
Okay.
Even though it was shogeg, onus, you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to bring out kaptas.
Okay.
So that shows that onus, there's no You didn't do it.
Okay, 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 okay. So similar to that, Svara, and probably Svara Dei Pshuta, is Rav Gusman. Rabbi Iskowitz is here, so I knew he was going to be here because he's here every week. So I figured I'd put down a piece from Rav Gusman, his Rosh Hashiva. He learned by for 7 years in the Iyun Shir. You probably know these stories. Rav Gusman would say, he says that there's two chiyuvim in Kamle Rabbinay, two svaras. One is that the chiyuv, if I'm chayuv a big punishment, we're not going to make you do the little punishment. If chayuv misa, we're not going to make you pay money as well. That's one p'tur. It's a p'tur in the chiyuv. Another one he says is a p'tur in the maisa, which means if I do such a big action that warrants a punishment, it's a big action, then we ignore, I think that's what he's saying, I didn't see it inside, we ignore the smaller action. The maisa passes you. He says, when we say chayve misa shagigin passes you, it's not because the chiyuv, because there's no chiyuv misa. The chayve misa shagigin, not killing the guy. So why you pater? It must be because the maisa of a Mises Shoigeg, even though you don't get killed, the Mises is still a bad Mises, bad action, and therefore it passes you. We don't ignore the small action that was done as well. That's the Svar Chai Mises Shoigeg. Says Rav Gusman, by Oines, Pshadis is not even an action. There's no Mises. Meaning Oines, La Narla Sazdover, it's not that she did anything. It's Oines is not even an action. Shimon Shkop used to say, he has a Raya from Oines. When we see nevad ba'ines mutter, that if something was tikreves la'avod zarah, nevad and was ba'ines, it's okay for avod zarah. The question is why? There's nothing to do with punishment. Nevad, it's nevad. So why nevad ba'ines is okay? He said maybe it's a pasuk. I don't know. He said the svar is because ba'ines means there's no action that's done at all over here. So therefore he says if that's a svara, so by ba'ines is no action, you cannot say that chayve misses einsin. Patas you come live rabbinay. Because it's not even an action that was done. So therefore, the svar of come live rabbinay does not apply there, and that's pashta dan rashi. Right? That's clear? No big chidushim over here. So that's why when the Gemara says that when you ate it, and was thrown, forced on you, amai chayev, you should be patas because it's an oinus. Don't ask me chayev misses oinus in come live rabbinay, because here it's not called an action. Yeah.
That's assuming that Ones is not a Maisa Avera.
That's one way of looking at it.
Is that a Maisa Avera with the Torah?
Slow down. L'chore, all this is correct, the Svara is correct, by a regular Maisa Avera. A regular Maisa Avera, then you can say that the Maisa Avera is doing the action, right? The Maisa Avera is doing the action. Ones means I didn't do anything. No action was done. No maisa was done. And there's no kim lebo abinei. L'chere, our case is different. Why? Why is our case different? Back to our tesis. Our tesis we just said, tesis asakasha, why do we say that chayve misis? Tesis says, why do you say that over here you should be, you're not chayev? Why? Amayka mechayves lei, because it was done against your will, and you should be honest, it should be potter, right? Why do you say if it's thrown in the throat deep down that he cannot do anything about it, he should be potter altogether? So Taisa Zakasha number two, the Koshalari, the Loike, let's say we're talking about Kagon Shemiltsoinoi Meniach Loilitchov, that he's willingly opens his mouth, at least he lets it get throat, he lets it get put into his mouth, and then he is Chayev Misa. Why? Because not an oinus. He's Chayev Misa. Right? That's Taisa Zakasha. As the Hafla, then wait a second. Why is he Chayev Misa if he does it Birotzen? Where's the action? Didn't do Misa. What's the action? Somebody else puts in it. You need to actually be Chayev Misa. We didn't do an action. Why is he Chayev Misa? That's Hafla's question. Not my question.
So she did have Rotzen.
Well, slow down. By the way, that's Hafla's terrors. Hafla's terrors is that just like by Arias, the woman does nothing, and nevertheless, she's chayv misa. So you see, you don't need an action. That's what he's saying. But look in number 7. Ein b'haflo shehiksha, mehechi psikilu la'tesis, dichiai gav nechayev, v'holei ovid maisa klal. Now, why does Taisa say that if he agrees to it, then do you be chayv misa? Right, because kash is. Why do you say it's done by Ines, and your potter maybe agrees to it, and then you've come live with Admine, right? So the yes, how do you know so poshut that you're chayv misa? You didn't do an action. So, the Hafla says, the Teretz is, because you learn from Arias, etc., etc. And Bachbeg is a little bit more lundish to Teretz. Could be the same. I still nuances, differences. I'm not going to do that because I didn't understand it myself. But he wants to say it like this. Bachbeg says, there's two types of Averis. There's one Avera where the action is the Maisa Avera. The action is the Maisa Avera. For example, the person kills somebody. Retzicha, the Maisa Avera is the action. And then there's, for example, that's a Maisa Avera. And the other one, he doesn't say it like that, but I don't know what he means. He says, the Chepta of the Hana, but I think the answer is the Taitza. The result. What happens to you is the Maisa Avera. For example, by Arias, it's not the Maisa that's Avera. What happens? Your Nana with Kiur Basar, that's the Maisa Avera. Or, for example, by Achila, what's the Maisa Avera? The action? Or your body's enjoying the food. The body eating the food, not the action, not the Maisa Avera, right? Vaharaya, if it gets, in other words, the Maisa Avera is the result, or Vaharaya. By Retzicha, the Maisa Avera is not the what happens, the Maisa is the action. If somebody throws you on the child and kills the child, are you Retzich? Clearly not. The Maisa Avera is the Retzicha. Mashen came by Achila, he says, and by Arias, it's not the mice is the Isser, but the taitza, the result, the body enjoying the food, that's the mice avera. So if that's the case, if that's the mice avera, so why by an oinus are you potter? Why by an oinus are you potter? Your body enjoy the food. It must be, Seth, what's the answer? Because oinus is a ptur. Right? That's a svara. In other words, if the mice is the avera, then you can say that, okay, oinus, there is no meiser. End of the story. But if the avera is not the meiser, if the avera is the result, your body's enjoying the food, so why by not? If somebody throws it in your throat, why your potter? Your body's enjoying the food. You should be chayv. Just like the chayv nana, you should be chayv also. The answer is, oinus rachman apatnei. Torah permits you because it's oinus. Correct? That's what he seems to say this for. Look at number 7. V'ayim b'bicha Shmuel. Again, the question of that flow was, the Taisa says over here that it gets thrown down your throat, maybe it does a baratan. I there's no maisa, so how does it help? So he says, Shabir de Bisu Achila, ein achiravu pu'ulas umaisa achila, el achiravu mashe gufoy ochal, vainu achepse shanagias gufoy hu avera. The fact that your body enjoyed the food, that's the avera. The fikach, nehi du lo asa la maisa achila, true, he did not actually do the maisa achila because it was put down in throat. Mikom koim harei gufoi ochal venene venim to the gufo of alach avera eladav avinus ulefiyach mitzayin etachvalei harei lavinus to bechayev. In other words, really we say your body enjoyed it. Every time if he does against your will, avinus passes you. Here if he says, hey, I'm willing, so I don't have the ptur of avinus, and therefore I'm chayev. That's what Bachberg explains it. In other words, if you come to maisez avera. So there, I didn't do Maisa. So why does Taisa say, Mirtzoinai helps, I didn't do Maisa Avera? He says, no, the Avera is not the Maisa. Achila the Avera is the fact that your body enjoyed the tray for food, that's the Isser over here. Just every time it's Aynes, special Ptur, Aynes Rachman Apatre, you're off the hook, you don't get punished. Over here, where you said, oh, by the way, I agree to it, you get rid of the Ptur of Aynes. Once there's no Ptur of Aynes, then you're Chayiv again, because your body enjoyed it. So you see that when it comes to Achila, they all seem to be learning that it's not the maisa, it's a thing. So if that's a trust, so why do we say over there, why don't we say over there, come lay bidrame chayve mises oinsin should be potter, just like chayve mises shoyginim should be potter. Because it's never about the maisa anyway. If it's about the maisa, then you're right. If it's not about the maisa, then you should have the same kim lay bidrame day. So why is oinis different? So I think the answer is, what Shimshkop says, I don't really quite get it, he says, not pshat that oinus, there is no maisa. Oinus means, Bachman says, it's nasis me'elel. Meaning, the maisa is done, but it's not connected to you. It's not you doing the maisa. Meaning, it's a maisa of air oinus, but it's done by itself, it's not connected to you. So therefore, you won't have the tour come to dominate. Just throwing it out there.
It happened to you instead of being caused by you.
Correct. It happened to you. It happened to you, but it's not caused by you. So the maisa is done over here. However, it's not caused by you, and therefore they wouldn't be complaining about me. That's maybe past as far. Anyway, that's what I have to say on this sugya up until this point. No major chidushim, but we did go through the Gemara with the Rashi, with thing. We saw one machlekes Rishonim Rashi, famous. If you need a maisa avera, if you need a maisa if you need a Maisa Gzela, Maisa Gneva, we saw nuanced difference why maybe not regurgitating, not throwing it back is yet called a Maisa Gneva, but that's not the same. If somebody throws it into your mouth and then you just say you're willing with it, that's no different than birds flying in, and therefore the Reis question will be question Rashi. And the second thing we saw is that the whole concept of Oynes and Oynes should pati over here, and the question is, if Oynes patis you, why should pati? After all, it's come with Adminase, it should be potter, Chazim Mises Oynesin, so we said Oynes is different. Why is Oynes different? It's not a Maisa. Well, that's very good to say, with Aver is the Maisa, but with Aver is not the Maisa anyway, so what's the difference between Oynes and that? So then we said, no, maybe then it's different anyway, but that's the basically the concepts of Inner Sugya. Next week, I would like to start the next Sugya, which is Akira Tzarech Hanocha. That's already a big Sugya, and that's already more a Shas Sugya.